I have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew today for us. And I'm beginning at the 11th chapter. I'm reading the 11th chapter, starting at verse 16 to the end of the chapter, I think. No, not quite. "But to what shall I compare this generation?" Jesus asks. "It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethesda. If the deeds of power had done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. If the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you." Hard words. "At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal himself. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which the Spirit intends for your ears, that you might hear that, and that it might be what you need to hear this day. Let us pray. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Samuel United Church of Christ in Clayton, Missouri, has a stained glass window way up high, probably about the top of that cross, above the altar. Jesus is sitting on the throne with his hands open, offering a welcome to all in the sanctuary. Often when I worshiped in that church, I found my eyes would focus on that window with Jesus looking down on me. So many times as I looked at that window, I heard Jesus say, "Come unto me, all ye who are burdened and heavy. Come unto me, all ye who are labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, and you shall learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Gazing at that window gave me such comfort. This text was often recited by my pastor when I was a little girl as he served communion. I memorized it probably using his language, and now with a new translation, I'm having trouble saying it. What happened? Looking at that window, Hearing those words in my heart got me through some tough times. Those words, that window, was really important to me when I worshiped there. What a gift Jesus offers to his disciples. He will help carry our burdens. He will walk with us and help pull the load. Too often I forget that. Too often I carry my grief, my worries, my fears alone. I forget that Jesus said to me, "Come, come to me." How about you? That happened to you? Are you like those Amish with one horse? And it be you? Or are you riding along with two or six? Jesus, the one, being the other. In addition, too often I think I have to do it all, that it all depends on me. So I feel guilty when I run out of time or energy while I do my to-do list, and that remains unfinished. Do you know what I mean? We intend to visit a sick friend. We intend to get a dish ready for the potluck. We intend to go to the grandchild's concert. We intend to go to church this Sunday. We intend to cut the neighbor's grass as well as our own. And then our energy tank and our time bank is empty. And we feel like, again, we have failed. We have failed our family, our friends, our church, and our God. Again, we neglect to hear Jesus saying to us, "Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden and who are laboring, and I will give you refreshment. Take my yoke upon you that you might learn from me." We forget that Jesus never intended for us to do everything, and surely not everything alone. It does not all depend on us. Even if you are the mother or the father or the boss or the pastor or the church leader or the caregiver, it does not all depend on you. God never intended for us to live life as if it does. Jesus says, "Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden." When Jesus invites us to take his yoke upon us, he doesn't take it off of his shoulders and just hand it to us. He continues to shoulder the yoke. He lets us put our load on his yoke and then walk with him. Sometimes he will take the full load and give us a rest. Sometimes he will let us share as much of the burden as we can manage. Sometimes he has us carrying more of the load than we think we can. But always, he's inviting us, "Come unto me." Now, I believe that this interpretation of this text is true. And I believe we need to hang on to it. However, this passage is written in Matthew, and Matthew rarely makes following Jesus easier light. Rarely is a text just about us. Remember, you are a light on the hill. Why? So that your works, our works, may give glory to God the Father. Let your light shine so that others may see it. Jesus says, you know, the commandments, you shall not kill. But I say to you, anyone who is angry with a sibling is liable to judgment. And as we heard a couple of weeks ago, stand up for your faith. Jesus sends us out, and those to whom we are sent might not welcome us. They might treat us even like Jesus was treated, and, well, we know what the crowds did to him. No, Matthew rarely makes doing what we must as faithful children of God easy. I don't like preaching from Matthew's gospel, because invariably when I preach from Matthew's gospel, somebody gets upset with me. It's just not an easy teaching for me or for anyone else. So this reading, Jesus begins from Matthew with a hard word. What can I compare this generation? And that's our generation too. Some faithful folk, when they hear the word of God, will live like John the Baptist. We will be somber, burdened by our sin. We will not eat or drink. We will fast as we seek forgiveness and repent of our sin. The children of Jesus says played a flute and they did not dance. And that's some of us. We're not going to go over to the Heritage Days on Friday or Saturday night and go dancing. That's against the Christian faith. That's what some say, right? And John lived that way, John the Baptist. And the people said, well, he must have a demon in him. So then Jesus came eating and drinking, and they said he was a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. No, there's no winning. You get in trouble if you do, and you get in trouble if you don't. If you go to the Heritage Festival with John the Baptist, not so good. If you go to the Heritage Festival with Jesus, he's dancing with you. We insist our child goes to Sunday school in this day and age, believing that's right, and then our kid gets benched. I give you grace. I forgive you when you can't do it anymore. Take my yoke upon you. It will make the burden light, or at least lighter. Take my yoke upon you. For when you come to me, and let me make it easy for you, or at least easier, you will find your help as we work together. Lean on me, he says. Friends, let us come to Jesus with our struggles, our griefs, our heartaches, our challenges, our burdens. And let us come to Jesus as he calls us to ministry. He is going to send us out into the community to do his work. He says, take my yoke on you. Walk with me. Amen.
Thank you.
may be seated. I didn't think you were German. I thought you were Swiss. You know, the Germans I know sit still. Okay. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you with our heavy labors and our burdens. We take this moment in quiet to lift those up that we are carrying right now by ourselves. We lift them up to Jesus. So I invite everyone to pray quietly themselves for 15 seconds. You've promised us, oh God, that when we come to Jesus, he will lighten our load. Help us to wear his yoke. Help us to turn to him and ask for his help. God, so many of us are carrying the load of the world. Maybe we've walked into the food pantry and we see empty shelves. Maybe we've gone to the neighbor who is still filled with grief. Maybe we've talked to a friend who's worried about a child who has an opioid addiction. Oh God, we have so many cares for the world. Maybe, oh God, we're concerned about North Korea or Russia or Israel or Palestine or ISIS. Oh God, there's so much going on. So much is scary. So not only us carrying our fears, help our leaders also, the leaders of nations also, to yoke with you, O Lord, so that we might do what you call us to do and to work for peace. The burdens are heavy, Lord. Help us to give them over to you. And then to walk with you in our own community, in our families, in the neighborhood. Give those burdens to you and to walk with you. We do pray for those who are struggling with life-threatening illness. And we do pray for those who are filled with grief, and we do pray for peace. Hear our prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. And as he taught us to pray, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.